The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, you weren't saying anything.
No, I was engrossed in texting. Good morning. How's everybody this morning? Second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And Robin's back. And I'm not sure how much great outdoors she's going to talk about, but she was involved.
We want to talk about reindeer. I'll talk about reindeer.
Reindeer? Yeah, we might talk about reindeer. No, but Robin did her part for the hunting community this week. That's for sure. We got the record book back. Finally got the record book back from the printer. It was brutal. It was grueling. It was not only a lot of work putting it together, but the weight, the emotional
toll,
gymnastics that we went through, the roller coaster, anything you want to say. It was good. It was bad. It was, you know,
ugly.
It was ugly. We finally got them all out. All the pre-orders went out. Hopefully everybody will get theirs in time for Christmas. So folks that we've checked with have gotten them. So kudos to U.S. Postal Service for getting them out in a timely manner. And I'm sure we'll hear over the weekend of, you know, people that didn't get theirs in time, but I'm pretty sure that they did. You know, that's when we send the books out, it goes out a media, M-E-D-I-A, media rate, you know, and they ask you a bunch of questions. Are there any letters, any advertising, any of this, any of that in here? And you have to answer no to all that, and there isn't. So it's an honest answer to an honest question, and you're granted special, rates for sure. And, of course, those rates are figured in when you send your order in. But I just can't wait to hear how people are viewing the book. We've seen a few, you know, rave reviews online, but hopefully everybody just enjoys what they've got. Somebody liked the book, liked the format. If you've got the first record book from Maryland's Finest, the Records and the Legacy, it's 148 pages. This one's 208 pages. It's a tremendous, tremendous volume of information about Maryland hunting. So hope you'd be able to order a copy. Let's see what we got here. Clay, thank you for that.
I am. Brian and I have spent the week trying to explain the difference between Santa's reindeer and white-tailed deer to the kids so they don't think you and their dad are out shooting Rudolph.
That's good.
It has been a little difficult.
Well, let's talk to Frank in St. Michael's. Good morning, Frank. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Mr. Robin.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Frank. How's everything with you?
Oh, fairly well. I'm up and at them. I'm out in the car, so I don't like my mother, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. You headed out to do some hunting this morning?
No, actually not. I had a pacemaker put in Monday, so I'm kind of
sticking close, huh?
Watching over her.
I got it.
Do y'all have plans for the holidays, or?
Well, we always go to my mother's brother out in Westminster.
Yeah.
I think this is like the 47th year.
Okay.
The whole family, and it's been generational, you know. Young and, you know, just like a stadium wave, in and out, you know, with the ages.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Saying, yeah.
I do.
And but I got a feel good story for you.
Oh, let's feel good about it. Let's go.
I think it's appropriate for the holiday. It's needed, you know, somewhat.
I'll go with that.
It's an act of kindness that was committed by Spurry's Tire. Wow. Get choked up thinking about it now.
Okay.
Got a wobble in my car.
Take your time. Okay. Got a wobble in your car. Got it.
And it's like, I go to Spurry's. I've been going to them forever. And they jack it up, and Mr. Brent.
Yep.
His father, the guy you're dealing with now, it's his father.
I remember him very well.
Yep.
Yeah, and he showed me what was wrong. The tire was head split on the inside on the back tire. I said, I'll be back Friday. He said, no, you won't. He said, boys, put some this size and that size. He said, you come back Friday, and you'll be fine. This was on a Monday.
Right.
So, yeah. Good people there, Al.
Fixed you up, did they?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Forgive me for breaking down, but you know, it's...
Time of year, buddy.
It's the kind of thing people need to hear about anymore.
Yep. You are 100% correct, Frank. The fact that I get so disillusioned with this world now, that those are the kind of stories that we need to hear more about, because there's a lot of that, but we don't hear about it anymore. We hear all the bad stuff and all the horrible tragedies, but we don't hear the good stuff anymore. And if you don't have a balance,
I was on the receiving end, you know?
Yeah, your life gets a little skewed. Yeah. So I really appreciate that. Thank you. Plus, I know that they are good people. They have taken care of my family unbelievably over the years. And that was...
They got a fellow named Nick. I don't let nobody work with my car but him.
Yeah, good for you.
Yes, when it comes to the undercarriage, he's a decent fellow. He talks about repairs he did on my car 7 or 8 years ago.
Wow.
In detail. He's that good.
Nice to know.
Well, anyway, Al, I guess I'm hanging on too long.
Well, I appreciate you.
No, you're fine.
Appreciate you sharing that story about our sponsor.
Merry Christmas. I hope your mother continues to recover and has a wonderful Christmas.
Appreciate the sentiment. I'm always glad to hear you guys.
Thanks,
Frank.
Take care, buddy.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Who was it you told me? He's related to somebody that I know that we were talking about the other day.
I don't know.
I have to pull it back out of my head.
Yeah, his nephew has the sea duck hunting.
Oh, that's right.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm friends with his mother.
Right, exactly. All right, well, Lee in Towson has been waiting. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Hi, Lee.
Hi. Following up on that story about good spirit, I was going to work the day before yesterday, and I'm at an intersection in Towson, and this at stoplight, and a young girl hops out of her car, runs up to the back of my van, and comes around with my tennis shoes that I left on the bumper of my van.
Oh, brother.
Comes to my door, my truck, and I'm like, oh, my golly, thank you so much. I had left them there because I had to put on some rubber boots for a job.
Yeah.
And I left my tennis shoes sitting on the, but that, you know, that made my day.
The good people out there.
Most people would just ignore it, you know, and let them fall off.
It just my head, if I had the time at the traffic light, I would probably gotten down and given her a big hug.
Yeah, but, sure.
That was just, that was special. But, Rob, it's good to hear your voice. It's been a while. I think I talked about perch fishing or something with you.
Yes. Yeah, it does. Yeah. It's good to be back. It really is.
Yeah.
And in more ways than one, I'm back, so it's very good.
So I came home that same day, and my wife is baking Christmas cookies, and I'm not allowed to touch, but she was making my favorite, the peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
That's Alan's favorite.
Relinquished a few of them to me reluctantly, but I can't wait till Christmas. They can't come out till Christmas, but it was funny. I was down in the basement, and our dog is always jumping up on the counter, and that dog got up and grabbed a few of the Christmas.
Oh, no.
I immediately heard the door. The poor dog. I get it bad, but the dog, right in your cage.
Yeah. Oh, man.
What kind of dog?
That's a mutt. You know, a mix of from the Baltimore County pound. But
oh, that's awesome.
A little short-haired dog. Alan's seen pictures of it. It's that little dog that I'm showing you at the meat grinder when we're grinding up the venison.
Yep.
But it's the spirit is here when the cookies are being made. I'm kind of trying to figure out where she hid them because I'm good at scalping out of the top of the tin where she can't really tell I took any.
I like it.
Oh,
I like
wow.
it a lot.
Wow.
I like your wife too.
Yeah. Well,
take the dog with you and have him sniff them out.
Yeah,
like they do on Cops. We're gonna bring the dog in. Do you consent to search your vehicle? Oh no, you don't. Well, I'm just gonna walk my dog around the outside here. You know.
Well, between my son and I, we'll she usually knows we're up to no good because a gallon of milk is half gone and she knows some cookies are being attacked.
Uh-huh. All right.
I got to make some for Alan. I haven't made any this year, so
peanut butter cookies would be great.
She made some with this raspberry jam. She makes the jam and then put the raspberry in them, and oh, my golly, they're the bomb. They are so good.
A homemade raspberry jam, too. Wow.
You're
spoiled.
I'm spoiled. It shows on my waistline.
Uh-huh.
But, hey, on the fishing end, I don't know if you got that picture, but...
I did.
There's some good fish coming up the bay. I don't know what the regs are for next year for any of the fishing or catch and release. I know...
Right.
I will mention this... my quota for my commercial fishing didn't change, which I thought there was going to be some sort of reduction, but there
wasn't.
That'd
be interesting. That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. And I talked to a DNR officer yesterday, and it does sound like a possibility of a reduction with a charter. And what I'd like to see is, if there's got to be these reductions or whatever, cut the, these warm parts of the year in July or whatnot, and just extend those closures a little bit. Remember, I was talking this past season about seeing a lot of floaters and stuff.
Yeah.
That maybe that would help. I'll be honest with you, I don't see the problem. We had I finished off the remainder of my quota yesterday, and I was with a friend, and he almost finished his quota off.
Yeah.
For rockfish, and I really don't see it. There's a lot of through internet chatter, not on my part. I don't participate in it, but I know there's a lot of good fish, being caught right now, catch and release with the wreck and whatnot.
Right.
And I know the gill netters are catching them because our price has really dropped. I don't know if you've noticed, but which is fine. I think the people are hearing the fear. What I think is a not realistic fear about the rockfish, because I personally had the best year I've ever had. But it's actually reflected in the price, because I think people are hearing it on the news and whatnot, and saying, "Oh, the rockfish are in trouble. Let's not buy them. Let's not be part of the problem."
But it's more economic. It's more supply and demand. So there's way more supply than there is demand, and the price is going down.
Yeah, And that's what it truly is because the netters are, these guys usually wait till the end of the, when they can do it in December and January, and
right.
They usually burn their quotas up, immediately when they're, able to do so, which I understand. That's how their method of, using their quotas. So,
sure.
But the fishing's good. A friend of mine's doing real good on white perch in the Patapsco.
Cool.
And the Susquehanna is flooded right now, so that's a mess.
That's a little
yellow perch a little bit. But, Christmas is here, and the spirit's good, and the cookies are somewhere in here in the house.
Everything's good in your household, so
it's
sounds
all good. Well, it's good to hear you all.
All right.
You all and your listeners have a good holiday.
All right, Lee. Thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it.
Okay, Doug.
You bet. See you. Bye-bye. My goodness. Hey, New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction. That's coming up Monday, January 1st, 2024. Yep, that's when we have to start writing 2024 on our checks, if you still write checks. Starting at 10 a.m. at Russum's Furniture Auction. The address is 201 North Church Street in Sudlersville, Maryland. You can attend in person or you can bid online. You can view the online catalog at Russum's Furniture. That's R-U-S-S-U-M-S furniture dot hibid, H-I-B-I-D, dot H-I-B-I-D dot com. Russum's Furniture dot hibid dot com. And follow their Facebook page for updates on the auction. 25 modern and antique firearms, many decoys, artwork, oyster cans, a 19th century cannon, and much more. Related items will be on the auction block at this auction. Hybid.com and liveauctioneers.com can help you bid online. Get an account anytime, and you'll see some very interesting auctions out there. Don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auctions on the Eastern Shore, with over 700 lots being sold in one day. Located at 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland, in Queen Anne's County. Give Russum Furniture a call, Russum Furniture Auctioneers a call at 410-928-3415. That number is 928-3415, area code 410-928-3415. That's for the New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction, January 1st, 10 a.m. That's a Monday. Happy New Year. Now, our friends at Spurry's Tire Service are anxious to serve you. Make sure you get your tires, your better tires on for winter. The winter months coming up. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner right up here of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 and East, and that's where the locals get their tires and get their auto service work done. American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck, any make, any model, any size, any kind of tire. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your barnyard or your backyard, from your farm tractor to your garden tractor to your wheelbarrow to your lawnmower. They've got it all. And ATVs and trailer tires, man, they have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of trailer tires that they do every single year. Spurry's offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. They'll fix it, take care of it. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me and the family, entire family, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurry's Tire Service a call in Easton. That phone number, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all I hear is a reindeer pulling on the rain. Bells are ringing, children sing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight.
I tell you, this music's helping me.
Good. I'm glad to hear the music.
My Christmas spirit has been waning this year, you all, and for that, it's very unusual because Robin is the biggest kid that has ever walked the face of the earth.
That's true.
I am nothing but a kid for Christmas, and this year has been different for me. So the music's really helping. Thank you, Aaron.
Indeed. Well, I can tell. Things have been different here this year for a little bit. I mean, we got through COVID. This is almost like going through COVID. You know what I mean?
Not exactly, but that's all right.
Well, we went through COVID. We didn't see anybody. We didn't have Christmas with the family. And then, you know, the following year we did. Last year we had the whole family here, the whole crew. This year we're back to, you know, just you and me. So it is different. There's no question. Things change. Things are fluid. But we've got to do our best to maintain our spirit.
Part of me is sad I'm not having it here. Part of me is relieved we're not having it here. Different.
Yeah, I hear you. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We got the muzzle loaders that were for 2023 have all been dispersed. And so let's talk to Joe in Whitman. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Hi, Joe.
Hey, good morning to you, too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to
you.
You
have not many people in Whitman.
No. Yeah. We like it that way.
Yeah. I like it down there.
Yeah.
I have some good friends down there. They live down there, the Hadaways.
Oh, yeah.
My taxidermist that mounted my last whitetail lives on Pot Pie Road there in Whitman. So.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
If you live in Whitman, you know everybody.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. And everybody knows you.
That's right. So you got to watch your step sometimes, right?
I like it like that, though.
Uh-huh.
So what's on your mind, Joe?
Well, I was just giving you a call. Like I said, wish you all Merry Christmas. And my son and I are just getting ready to go out and do a little sea trout fishing this morning. So as soon as the sun comes up, we're going to head out in the Parker.
Well, there you go.
My dad used to have a 26-foot Parker.
Yeah. Have you found a trout? I mean, are there any size to them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're real nice. A buddy of mine's been coming out of Taylor's Island, and they've been slaying them.
Really? Interesting. That's one of my favorite fish to catch, not only in the bay, but anywhere. Delaware Bay here. Are you finding any big tide runners that used to show up?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, big tide runner. These trout were 10, 12 pound, and they'd hit like a freight train, and you know, they were just so much fun to catch. Are you catching them that size yet?
Exactly. Yes, we are.
Oh.
So, a little bit of a run here this morning, but it's worth it.
Yeah, I used to fish with Tommy Goody out of the Honga on those fish. So that was back in the mid '80s. Back when I don't even think I was on the radio back then. And I wasn't. And man, you put on an ounce and a half jig and a purple worm or a cherry, red strawberry worm on an ounce and a half bucktail, a piece of peel or crab, and you know, jig yourself away. It was a great time. Got a lot of trout, a lot of big trout. So.
Well, jigging has become my favorite, and my son and I have been going out. It was one fantastic fall for rock fishing. I mean, we were just on them every day we went out. But I thought I'd share something with you. It's kind of funny. I didn't realize it until last weekend when I was talking to you. But every town I've lived in had a W. I used to call you in Joe from Woodbine and Joe from Westminster, now Joe from Whitman.
Well, I think you're in the best place now. So.
Well, we really don't know if he's in Whitman or not, do we, Robin?
What do you mean?
No. So, unless he's moved, have you moved all over the place, or are you just throwing towns out there?
Well, yeah, I've lived in all them places.
Oh, well, there you go. That's good.
This is home now.
I got it.
How long have you been in Whitman?
See, I'm a come here. I've been here 12 years.
Yeah, got it.
I'll always be a come here.
Yeah. I've been over here 50 years, so I understand.
Yeah, I'm a chicken necker still. So
you just got here.
I just got here 7 years ago.
You're a baby.
Yeah. So, well, Merry Christmas to you, Joe. Thanks for the
Merry
call.
Merry Christmas, Joe.
Merry Christmas to you all. Take care. God bless.
All right, buddy. Bye bye. How about that? Joe's one that sent us some pictures of the deer that were attempting to rut out on his deck.
Wow.
Yeah. You saw those, right?
No, I did not.
Oh, you didn't see that?
No, I was trying to go along with it, but you called me out. No, I did not see him.
I got it. Do you have a beautiful fireplace in your house that you don't use anymore? And you just go, yeah, well, I'm not spry enough to haul wood, and I don't want to, you know, I don't want to split wood. I don't want to pile of wood out in my yard, but I do like this fireplace, and there it just sits right over there. Well, we had one of those here in our back room, and when we we remodeled the back room. We decided that the fireplace was going to be a feature. And so we went from place to place to place looking for gas fireplace inserts, something to put in the box. Wound up at Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and they treated us with respect. They had great product knowledge. They had friendly personnel. And they gave us the best price, didn't they, Robin?
Yes, they did. They were super.
Yep. They did the entire installation. They came out and checked the chimney. They did the chimney work. They helped us with the mason who did the stonework on behind the fireplace and up to the ceiling. Did the installation of the unit. Hooked us up, and here we are, sitting here. All we got to do is press a button. The flame comes up. The room starts to warm up. It's a gas fireplace from Enviro, a company called Enviro, EX35. Enviro also makes a line of biomass stoves as well. Enviro makes a stove called the Meridian, a fireplace and insert, pellet stove, a Mini 12. And they have both have very high efficiency, over 75 to 80%. So they qualify for any tax incentive that you might have with that. Backyard Billy's also has a company called Morso, M-O-R-S-O, 75, 77, 80% wood stoves. And then Regency, another company, has both wood and pellet stoves, fireplaces and freestanding. They have a number of models, four or five models in wood and four or five models in pellet, that also qualify for 78 and 80% efficiency. That's pretty good efficiency. That's approaching oil burner status when it comes to efficiency in a biomass stove. So why don't you stop by and check out all the pellet stoves, all the pellet inserts, all the wood stoves, all the wood inserts, all the gas fireplace inserts at Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. If you need pellets, they've got pellets. If you need a grill, they've got grills. And, why not hook up a pellet alternate or primary heat source in your house, and then you have the pellet grill outside. You get your pellets by the bag or the pallet at Backyard Billy's right there in Graysonville. Why not? Hey, look, they're great people, and we like dealing with them, and they like dealing with us. BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. That phone number, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, that's Hearth America. At Backyard Billy's, they're open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, coming from the bridge, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If you're going there from this part of the shore, just go up and get on 18, go through Graysonville, turn right on Evans Avenue and left on Drummer when you find it. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. That number once again, 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? any battery you need. Battery warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Do you hear what I hear?
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star, dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite.
Hey, Cosby?
I think so.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron. Guess what? Uncle Dale's on the line. Morning, Dale.
Hi, Dale.
Morning, sir. Robin,
how's it?
Nice to hear your voice.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
Oh, I feel like a new person, my dear.
There you go. Alan, the wonders of modern technology. Don't you just love it?
I do.
I don't.
You don't care for it at all.
Listen, I'm struggling with an iPhone, believe it or not, and it's been interesting. I haven't played iPhone basketball, but I've come close times.
So is Alan, trust me.
I don't like the iPhone. I never did. I have one here for the business, and I despise it.
Well, I don't understand why. It's so easy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad you think it. Somebody who's had every version since the minus one.
No, I used to have Samsung. I didn't like it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm changing medical devices, so that's the only reason I've got this one. So, but anyway.
Got it.
It's going to be interesting, Alan. I think ASMSC meets sometime in January, February. So
I believe you're right.
I would assume we'll have some public hearings. So it would be interesting to see what comes out of that.
No doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mind. There's going to be another. There's going to be a meeting, a stakeholder meeting, of the people that review the proposals for DNR. For the wildlife regulations coming up, and that'll be interesting. Meeting is where is it? I don't know. January, sometime.
Are there any hot topics that you know of?
Well, there are a couple. Let's see. When it comes to waterfowl hunting. Expand the sea, duck, and offshore waterfowl hunting zone boundaries to include the largest extent of both zones. This would exclude changes to Kent County shorelines, Chester River Lower Choptank, Lower Little Choptank, which will remain open to sea ducks, harvest only by allowing traditional sea duck zone there. But then there's some expanding the sea duck zone and offshore waterfowl hunting zone will simplify regulations by reducing the discrepancies between the two zones. Okay. Adding the red squirrel to the bag limit and making one bag limit for squirrels, for red, fox, and gray squirrels.
I realized there was a difference.
Oh, yeah, there's a difference in bag limits and seasons and everything else. They want to extend the fox and coyote trapping seasons in both zones in order to furnish additional opportunity for trappers. That's one. Proposed action for white-tailed sikadeer for Region A, allow hunters to harvest two antlerless deer during the archery season to increase opportunity but not increasing the bag limit. And then for black bears, add additional black bear hunting opportunities to the eastern portion of the range through a modified black bear lottery. And what that means is they would provide two separate lottery options, first being 950 permits to be used anywhere within the existing occupied black bear range, and then the second lottery option being on 100 bear permits that can only be filled in Washington or Frederick counties. This option would increase the number of bear permits and provide hunters in the eastern portion of the occupied bear range a greater chance of obtaining a permit. By providing two lottery options, hunters can designate the areas where they want to hunt and increase opportunities and participation in the eastern portion of the bear range. Hunters would be required to choose one of the two lottery options when they purchase their lottery application.
Hmm.
How about that?
So,
yeah, very interesting. There's too many bears in Frederick and Washington counties and not enough hunters. That's what they're basically saying.
There was some talk, Alan, expanding it into Carroll County. Any further discussion on that?
Just talk.
So that area in Western Carroll County, I'm sure it's got a bear or two running around.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's some areas over there that could support bear hunting as well, but I don't think they're ready to pull the trigger on that just yet.
Okay.
Just yet. So.
Yeah, probably not.
So we'll find out at the meeting. Let everybody know.
Yeah, okay. It'd be interesting to find, so get a rundown from you what happens.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem like a whole lot of differences. They've got a handle on most of this stuff. And I mean, we've been doing this for years and years and years and years and years. You know, refining the regulations and that type of thing. So
it's called tweaking.
Tweaking is what we're doing. Yes, tweaking.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you all have a good Christmas.
You do the same, buddy. You do the
Rob,
same.
Rob, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Tell him I'll talk to him.
What'd you say, Rob?
Tell him Merry Christmas from me.
Were you off the air? Oh,
just for
she,
a second.
She's off for a minute. She's hitting the inhaler. The coffin's come back a little bit. So
okay.
I will express your wishes to her.
Appreciate it. Alan, you all take care.
All right. Thanks, Dale. Take care, man. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's see. Wow. Did I talk? I only talked once about Clyde Sports Shop this morning, didn't I? Well, let's talk a little bit more about Clyde Sports Shop. You know, a lot of people like sporting clays and skeet and trap and that type of thing. There are any number of ranges in the area. And it's something that people like to do. If you don't like to, they like to shoot, but they don't necessarily like to go hunting. Well, that's something that you can do. You got a live, you know, you got a very active target in a clay bird, and you can go and shoot to your heart's content in a controlled environment. So, Clyde Sports Shop has several brandings suited for that job. The Satori comes to mind. There are three different models that are in stock over there. The 725 Satori Sporting model, the Satori CXT, which is a little bit more of a plain Jane, but you know, that's the one you can use for upland hunting if you want, or you can use it for sporting clays. And then there's the Satori White Lightning, which is kind of the top of the line. So if you're into that, take a look at the Satoris. All Satori shotguns feature chrome-plated chambers, a triple trigger system, backboard technology with Invector Plus choke tubes systems ready to go. So why not? Why not check it out? The 725 Satori, the CXT Satori, and the White Lightning Satori. And then if you just like to go shoot a high-powered rifle, look at the X-Bolt. The X-Bolt series bolt-action rifles, high-powered centerfire rifles, are great for hunting, built for big game hunting perfection. There's any number of different models over there available. The Hell's Canyon are in stock, the X-Bolt Pro series, and then the standard X-Bolt, which is the classic bolt-action firearm. Pardon me. In all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. In Lansdale, or Halethorpe, whichever one you want to call it, Clyde Sports Shop. It's phone number 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Open 7 days a week. Go in there and check out the entire selection of Browning shotguns and rifles, and even handguns. You'll be glad you did. Clyde Sports Shop, it's the way to go for you. Right there in Baltimore. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex spray-on truck bed liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
In a department store north of Houston sat a Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. In a minute he knows the front door will close, and this tired old Santa can pack up and leave. But a big fella came out of nowhere, and he sat right down on Santa's knee. Well, the whole place stopped dead as the big fella said, "Dear Santa, I appreciate you listening to me." And he said, "Oh, I want crabs for Christmas. Oh, only crabs will do. My Christmas wish'll come true." Well, that Santa, he started perspiring, and it looked like he might be in pain. And his face got all stiff as he asked the man if he would take just a moment and kindly explain. Well, the man said, "You know, I'm from Maryland, and them crabs is what I'm itching for. Don't you know, Santa dear, with steamed crabs and a beer, it would be like a trip back to old Baltimore. Baltimore. Oh, I want crabs for Christmas. Oh, only crabs will do. Oh, only crabs for Christmas. My Christmas wish will come true."
All righty. Crabs for Christmas. How about that? We've got to have crabs for Christmas, right, Robin?
I know we're having oysters. We have shrimp and oysters for Christmas.
Yeah, we do. We have good shrimp. What do you call that stuff? That shrimp chalet stuff you make?
That we made up the name, but yeah, shrimp chalet.
I made up a name?
Uh-huh. Oh, good. When we were kids.
Really?
Yep, we didn't have a name for it, so we made it up.
How about that? Well, it's delicious, whatever it is. So
we've had it every year for Christmas as long as I can remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we carry on the tradition, except now that I have to buy the shrimp soup from Amazon because you can't find it in the stores anymore.
Yeah.
Used to be it was frozen. When we first started getting it,
yeah,
it was like a frozen orange juice can.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
I guess they didn't know how to pasteurize the
shrimp.
I don't know, but it was frozen in the frozen section, and then they stopped that, and Campbell's made a condensed cream of shrimp soup. But then they stopped carrying it in most stores. Sometimes you can get it at Christmas.
Yeah.
But I'm worried. I'm going to start practicing making cream of, homemade cream of shrimp soup.
I think we could make that easily. I did.
I thought I could get my heated blanket plugged back in easily, and I'm having a conundrum over here.
You got to have that heated breakfast. I mean, that heated blanket.
It really helps
heated
my
breakfast.
Joints.
I'd love
and
to have a heated breakfast.
It pulled out. I don't have a plug, and I can't find it.
Oh, my God.
Well, we only got 10 minutes left. My joints, or 3 minutes left. My joints can last that
only
long.
Only 3 minutes left. Well, I've got to talk about Russell's Furniture Auction one more time. I sure do. New Year's Day, 10 a.m., is the Sportsman's Auction. Live at the shop and online, Monday, January 1st, 2024, Russum Furniture Auction. And that's at 201 North Church Street in Sudlersville, Maryland. You can attend in person, or if you don't choose to, you can bid online. It's easy to do. You can view the online catalog at russumsfurniture.highbid.com and follow the Facebook page for updates. It's easy to log in to an online bidding service, HighBid, and LiveAuctioneers.com can help you bid online. It's a very simple process. Over 25 modern and antique firearms, and I saw some of them. They are spectacular. Many decoys, lots and lots of decoys, artworks, oyster cans, a 19th century cannon. Yes, full-size 19th century cannon will be on the auction block, and more will be for sale. Don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auctions on the Eastern Shore, with over 700 lots being sold in one day. Located at 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland, in Queen Anne's County. 700 lots? Sounds like a lot, but it goes fast, so you got to pay attention. It's an auction. The hot bidder wins. Call Russum Furniture Auctioneers. That number, 410-924-3415. 410-928-3415. 928-3415 for the New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction. Happy New Year. Let's see what that text is about.
Okay, everybody, get out, stay out, stay safe. Enjoy this holiday season. Enjoy your family. Think of some more good stories to tell us on the new year. And from our home to yours, Merry Christmas. May it be safe, warm, and with loving family.